I am Phil Nee with news. A United Airlines flight bound for Minneapolis was diverted to Wisconsin on Friday night to remove an unruly passenger, officials said. United Flight 2005 from Chicago to Minneapolis landed safely in Madison to address a security concern with an unruly passenger. An airline spokesperson wrote in an email, law enforcement officials on the flight restrained the passenger quickly, according to Carrie Springer, a spokeswoman for the Dane County Regional Airport. Deputies with the Dane County Sheriff's Office met the flight when it landed and removed the passenger. Springer said federal authorities are handling the investigation. The Boeing 737-900 had 147 passengers and six crew aboard. No injuries were reported, according to the airline. The flight continued its journey and landed in Minneapolis early this morning. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reported three incidents that occurred on Friday. In the morning, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a fire across from Randy's. The Dodgeville Fire Department responded. No injuries reported and the fire was extinguished. In the evening, Iowa County deputies and Dodgeville police assisted a Wisconsin DNR warden with a drug investigation at Governor Dodge State Park. As a result of the investigation, Marvin L. Turner, age 25, was arrested on a probation violation. Later in the evening, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a one-vehicle rollover near the intersection of County Road C and High Point Road. The Arena Fire Department, Arena EMS, Iowa County deputies responded to the scene, and no injuries were reported. Commencement ceremonies will be held around the area coming up on Sunday, where members of the class of 2026 at their respective schools will receive their diplomas and be honored. This weekend's area ceremonies include graduation for the Ithaca High School class of 2026 will be held in the Ithaca High School Gymnasium beginning at 1. The Richland Center class of 2026 will be holding their commencement starting at 2 at the Richland Center High School. Congratulations to all students who will be graduating or have recently graduated. Wishing you the best of luck and much success in your future endeavors. Five Wisconsin sheriffs are in a legal fight over whether they can keep holding people for federal immigration officials. The ACLU of Wisconsin filed a lawsuit to stop the practice, arguing local jails should not hold detainees for ICE. A federal judge recently sent the case back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, but the sheriffs are now appealing that decision. They say the issue involves federal law and should be handled in federal court. If the appeal fails, the state's highest court will take up the case. A man was crushed to death by a boat at a Milwaukee marina. Milwaukee fire first responders initially came for a possible water rescue Thursday afternoon at Center Point Marine along the Milwaukee River on the city's near south side, but found the 24-year-old pinned under a boat on land. The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. Police did not release the man's name or say what caused the boat to tip over. Wisconsin is getting more than $94 million from the EPA to replace lead water pipes. The feds say funds will be distributed through the DNR, and communities can apply based on need and the number of lead service lines. Officials say Wisconsin has more than 100,000 lead pipes connected to water systems statewide. Experts say replacing each service line can cost between $5,000 and $10,000. It's expected replacement efforts will take decades to finish. Thousands of people with past convictions in Wisconsin have now been granted a second chance as Governor Tony Evers reaches a new pardon milestone. The governor says he's issued more than 2,000 pardons, including 220 in his latest round. That breaks the previous state record and continues a push to recognize people who have been completing their sentences. A pardon does not clear someone's record, and applicants must meet strict rules to qualify. Evers says this process is different from commutations, which would be actually releasing people from prison and have not been announced. Wisconsin high school students are waiting for corrected ACT scores, ACT scores, after the testing company found a scoring error. ACT says the issue affects students who took the online test at school this spring, and scores will either stay the same or go up. State Superintendent Jill Underley says Wisconsin plans to seek contract penalties over the problem. Revised scores are expected this weekend. Many kids in southwest Wisconsin depend upon the public school lunch program for the majority of their meals, so they often go hungry during the summer. The Backroads Church summer food program serves free meals to children and teenagers 18 years old and under on weekdays from June 1st through August 6th at several locations in southwest Wisconsin. Meals will be served at Backroads Boscobel from 11:30 until 12:45, Cozy Acres Mobile Home Park Shelter 11 until 11:15, Woodman Park Shelter from 11:30 until 11:45, and Bloomington Village Park from noon to 12:30. There are no financial requirements and no forms to fill out, just come and eat. More information can be found at backroadschurch.org. Watch for weekly menus on the Backroads Church Facebook page. The DNR is warning that turtles are on the move and at risk as nesting season begins across the state. Over the next several weeks, female turtles will be crossing roads to lay eggs, putting them in danger from traffic and other threats. Officials say turtles reproduce slowly, so losing even a few adults can have long-term impacts. They're asking drivers to stay alert and for the public to report turtle activity to help conservation efforts. People are also urged not to take turtles from the wild or disturb their nesting areas. A new study finds Wisconsin teachers' unions have weakened significantly since 2012, with membership falling faster here than anywhere else in the U.S. Researchers say the decline follows Act 10, a 2011 law that limited what unions can negotiate. The state now ranks 36th overall in union strength and much lower in membership and resources. Backers of Act 10 call it a needed reform, while opponents say it reduced protections for teachers. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that if you come across a baby deer while out exploring this spring or summer, the best thing to do is leave it alone. Officials say white-tailed deer fawns are often left alone for long periods while their mothers are nearby feeding. At just a few days or weeks old, the fawns stay still and hidden in tall grass or brush, using their spotted coats and lack of scent as protection from predators. Even though it may look like a fawn has been abandoned, wildlife experts say that's rarely the case. And in most situations, the mother will return when the area is quiet and undisturbed. The DNR says people should not touch, feed, or move a fawn and should avoid bringing pets or others over to look at it, since human activity can actually keep the mother away. Microsoft's data centers in southeastern Wisconsin are not expected to hit water use levels that require a review. That's according to a company rep that spoke at a roundtable this week. The company says improved cooling systems will keep usage relatively low. State regulators say water use so far has stayed below major thresholds, but energy demand tied to these projects could still affect water use indirectly. The report comes as Wisconsin and other states track the long-term impact on the Great Lakes.